Martin Besser.
Is jy lekker? Moere, 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 moere. Yeah, sorry about that. Water problems in Joburg, and then of course they hit us with another petrol increase. Mara, why? Enough already. And it's a big one as well. It's not just cents. More about that in the news. I think it's a well-timed article that's doing the rounds of ways to save on petrol. I think a lot of people know. By the way that some people drive, you think they don't know or they don't care. It's too much money.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes look at people that say they don't have cash, and then you look at them and you want to help them with ways, but then you can't help yourself?
Yeah, with ways to save.
Like, do you sometimes do that?
Yeah. I mean, the ones that drive particularly aggressively, I always think it's not just petrol that you're burning, you know, the rubber on those tires is going to go, and it's going to cost you thousands.
And then I see articles like this, and I don't know how I feel about it. Like, right. You're halfway between grateful for the advice and shut up.
Yeah, surely this is common sense.
Thanks for reminding me.
When an article says be calm.
You be calm. Don't tell me what to do.
but one that you maybe did not know is your tires. Obviously.
Yeah.
How hard or how soft they can be influences your fuel consumption.
Yes, I have heard of this.
Yeah. Under deflated tires can reduce fuel economy by 3% or more. But here's the thing. Like, do you trust the little numbers inside your door?
Well,
or do you trust the petrol attendant? Ooh. Choose.
I trust the numbers inside the door. If I can't remember.
If you're sure that the tire on the car is the tire in the door.
Oh, exactly, that's also dope. Well. Oh, I didn't even realize that.
And also how fully laden your vehicle is, as they say in the books. If you've got passengers, then you shouldn't be pumping up your tires to the same degree as.
I mean, I don't want to.
Well, you should be.
You know, labor the point, but. If you think about where technology is in this world, shouldn't there just be technology like a smart pump at petrol stations? That figures it out for itself.
Yeah, that sees the weight of your car, what's in your car, and then does it all for itself.
It takes out the idiot factor, and that's me. Trying to figure out how hard should this tire be?
Yes. Yeah.
Because now, okay, there are suitcases, but there are four, not two.
This is exactly the thing.
Three people, but they're very big.
Yeah. Three people, but they're very small. This person is actually only half a person. Uh-huh. It's only one suitcase.
And one of these people really packs heavy.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So. Exactly. It just seems like there are a lot of factors when it comes to cars. I think cars are too advanced for us. I'm going to say it.
Agreed.
I mean, I'm not like in your case where you didn't know about fog lights, but.
I don't know what you're talking about. I knew that other cars had them.
Drove past a bloke with his bonnet up on the highway, and I thought, What are you even doing?
What are you doing, bro?
Don't do it.
What are you doing?
Call someone, chill, wait for them.
One word, diagnostics.
Yeah, don't even open the.
Anyway, you can go and have a look at that article, and it'll tell you about ways to save on fuel, because goodness knows, if you haven't heard the news, there's another fuel increase coming, I think 12 o'clock tonight.
Talk to us on Twitter at Jack of Breakfast.
I think we trust things a lot in life, like we don't question stuff enough. I'm back with the pumps again, the tire pumps. At petrol stations, I don't think they correlate. I don't think it's the same from one petrol station to the next.
No, I'm with you. I think for the most part, it's a bit of a gamble.
I think it's a guess. And they tell us how important tires are on a car.
Yeah.
They are. It's the thing that connects that 2-ton or 1-ton thing
to the road.
But then we don't really care about how accurate the thing is that pumps the wheel.
Yeah.
We don't care. We don't know.
And how many times have you driven around looking, seen a car with flat tires, clearly flat tires? Yeah. Do you think you can't be on the highway?
Yeah.
I mean, it's still an old technology thing. I'm saying it. I think they're spending. What I'm saying is, I think they are focusing too hard on phones.
Mm-hmm. Got you. And not on the simple things.
And on other things in the car.
The size of the screen.
Let's be honest. Tell me. What percentage of functions on the phone do you use, or a car?
Yeah. Less than 10, probably.
I wonder what, 10%?
Yeah.
I reckon.
I mean, and we took you out, and yeah, we were joking with you and stuff about the fog light thing. I think if you question most people about cars, they don't know what half the things are for.
Yeah.
They just don't.
Look, I had a light come up on my old car that literally looked like a boat. And I had to call someone and go, what is this boat picture on my car?
No. You are 100% right.
Yeah.
Cars can drive themselves these days.
Yeah.
But they cannot make a light that corresponds with something
Thank you. That's actually...
Martin, cars...
It will be vague.
Yes.
The light will come on.
Yeah.
And it's not immediately obvious
what it is.
What the light is trying to tell you.
Yeah. It's even more silly than that because cars talk to you these days.
You can talk to a car and the car understands you, but they cannot make a little light that's obvious.
Yeah.
They can't even make the light say something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bing. Warning, it's an engine problem.
Thank you.
Warning.
It's a water
problem.
You've
got a guess.
Yeah.
It's a little triangle with an exclamation mark.
Yeah.
And you're like, what does that mean?
It's an emergency somewhere.
I just told the car to open the freaking window, and it did.
And it made a phone call for me.
But now here I am.
Yeah, wondering.
Here I am wondering, guessing, what is it trying to tell me now? And then you think to yourself, it must be something quite serious.
Yes, well, with a triangle and an exclamation mark.
This is serious.
So all bad.
This is serious, but Felicity, you don't know what.
No, I didn't.
That's
just carry on driving.
And then it goes from orange to red. Then.
What must the tire be? Oh, I don't know. You don't know. Petrol attendant is guessing.
Yeah, it was asking you.
Who cares? Let's get on with our journey. Anyway, this went very negative very quickly. I'm sorry.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.